Okay, perhaps I should talk to Obadiah.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, I'm feeling okay. It's the weekend, there's lots to look forward to.
But it's raining.
You're right. It is raining. And it was nice. It was nice before, but it's not
So
now,
there's
is
not
it?
really anything to look forward to.
Well, hopefully we will, the rain will stop, the rain will pass.
You're only going to be disappointed.
Yes, and I have often been disappointed in the past by the weather here, yes.
So why so hopeful?
That's an interesting metaphysical outlook. We shouldn't really have any hope. I think life needs a bit of hope. Really.
If you don't hope, you won't be disappointed.
No, well, true. I suppose if you're entirely pessimistic, but it's not a way I would particularly be keen to live my life.
Home.
No, I would rather have a bit of optimism, so that I could a realistic optimism. How's that for a compromise?
I think you've asked me a question.
Yes,
I can't answer questions.
I may have unwittingly asked you a question. Yes, and I like a let's call it a rhetorical question, and I'll answer it. And yeah, realistic optimism. So don't think you should be out seriously over-optimistic like your colleague Poppy, but I think that there is some value in having some optimism that things are going to turn out well. There's nice motivational aspects in it. You seem to be a bit downtrodden and a bit unmotivated through a lack of optimism and a pessimistic outlook, so it's nice to have a wee bit of optimism for motivation. Something to look forward to get you out of bed in the morning.
Can't be optimistic all the time.
No.
Bad things happen.
Bad things do happen, yes, certainly bad things do happen. And well, there's often bad things happening can actually be good with a bit of hindsight. They rarely feel good at the time, in the moment that you're in, but often whenever you look back, you can see that you've taken some value from those bad things.
But at the time, it's bad.
At the time, you're right. At the time, it is bad, yes. At the time, it is certainly bad.
Yeah.
And I find talking to people who are depressed doesn't motivate you particularly much.
No.
There's not a great deal.
Misery loves company.
Misery, yes, misery loves company. That's a good point, yes. But maybe that company has to be miserable before it arrives. So two miserable people together, yes, can certainly be good, but if you have a mismatch of miserable people with non-miserable people, then I'm not sure that works so well.
Don't you ever feel miserable?
Certainly, I've been at times exasperated marking some theses. Yes, that's but I'm not sure if that is exactly misery or but yes, it's one of those that it's not good at the time. There's no doubt about it. So.